Ahoy.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man, who's this?
I haven't talked to you in a long time, man. Hey, it's Toes Stomp.
Toes Stomp? Toes, how you been?
I've been just outstanding, brother. The band is sounding better than ever.
Oh, man. You know, anybody that doesn't know who this guy is, I'm telling you, celebrities will call this show from time to time. Toes Stomp, who's a fine musician in his own right, the son of the late Dwayne Stomp of Blacktooth. And, man, you know what? You're following right in Daddy's footsteps, and you're as successful as ever. Why are you calling the show today, Toes?
Well, I appreciate you saying nice things about Daddy, man. You know, it's a family tradition. It's what we like to say, man.
Amen. Amen.
No, I just, you know, for whatever reason, we're up here in Alpharetta, Georgia right now. We're getting ready to do a show tonight.
All right. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, when are you coming down our way, though, Toes? You and the band, when are you coming down back doing some clubs down here in Florida?
Well, you know, you need to get on the phone with that Jeff Zito, get us booked down there. I don't know when we're coming to Florida. But listen, brother.
Yeah.
I had heard from a little bird that today was a big day on your show.
Well, for one person, it was a very big day on the show. And we, well, I, for the lack of a better word, amused him. But it was a big day. Are you familiar with Dave the Waterman who comes on our show?
Oh, hell yeah, I know Dave. Dave's come out to the show before.
Yeah, he has.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he has. You stop buying him drinks, too, man. When he's at your show, we get the call the next day.
Yeah, we've had some good times, Toes.
Yeah, he knows how to party, man.
And damn right.
I seen this little bugger backstage, and I said, how the hell did you get back here? And he showed me, he had the pass and everything. I said, well, you must know somebody important. He goes, all right, all right, all right, right on.
Yeah.
And then he said, woo, or something like that. But, yeah, he said, if I remember correctly, where we was at, you got a baseball stadium or something we played there.
Yeah, well, we got JetBlue, we got Hammond. You're thinking of Terry Park.
That might have been it. I don't know. All I know is that we was on a baseball field or something.
It's the old one.
And I got to talking to this little bugger. I took a liking to him, and he said that he finally fessed up and said he'd lifted the pass off of Robert Hallman, because the guy had evidently passed out in the back seat of his car or something. And so he said, well, he ain't using it. And we had a real good time, and I'm real proud to hear I heard the song. I think it's great, and I'm so proud of you, little brother.
Thank you, Toes. I got to tell you, man, you know, it's been 18 years in the making, man. You know how it goes.
Yeah, it's a long road. You know, people think just because who my daddy was that
all
I got to do is show up, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a lot. People don't know how much hard work it is being a rock and roller, man.
You're damn right. Everybody thinks it just comes natural, man.
A lot of hard work, you know. And I remember those days, Toes, when you were first starting out with your band. Your daddy was still alive, and you know, he would build you up big, big, big. And I remember the first reviews you got, and I still remember. We talked about it on the air. Not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. And when I finally picked up that bass guitar, my daddy said, you know, son, you got to have a hook. You got to have something that'll make them remember you. And I took that to heart.
Yeah.
And that's when I started playing that bass guitar with my toes.
Yep. That's how he got his name, everybody. Everybody's got to have a little thing there. And that's how it set you apart from your family. And it set you apart from everybody else out there, which got you noticed. And thus, you know, the reviews of Not As Bad As I Thought.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a great run. And of course, Dingle Finger and all of that stuff. But, you know, that kind of crested, and these days we are touring under the Blacktooth name. It's Blacktooth.
Yeah.
And then in small letters featuring Toes, and then in big letters Stomp.
Okay. Yeah. It catches the eye.
I think it's a great thing to be you know, carrying on daddy's legacy, because, you know, whatever legacy I might have on my own is pretty much, I guess that ship sailed.
Yeah, I got to ask you this, because you've been working long and hard, probably for the last 10 years, to get your dad, Dwayne, and Blacktooth into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And each and every year, so many fans are disappointed that Blacktooth doesn't get nominated and that they're in. And I'm hoping that the push is still going on, because your daddy, Dwayne Stomp, and that band Blacktooth in the early 70s and into the, well, actually through the 70s into the 80s, were a powerhouse band in this country, and they deserve to be in.
Yeah, I appreciate your kind words about my daddy, and I also want you to know how much I appreciate your friendship, because when we first started talking about the Hall of Fame, you gave me a phone number, and you said, if you want to know the truth about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you need to talk to this man. And lo and behold, the man I talked to was none other than Ike Turner.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he explained to me that it's all about money. So what we're working on right now is we're working on designing, I guess they call it a GoFund page.
GoFundMe,
To try and raise money so that we can afford to have him in the Hall of Fame. Because I don't think it's not an issue about the music. I think everybody up there at the Hall of Fame agrees that the music is there. It's just that we can't afford to have the premium table that you have to buy in order to be honored. And then, you know, if we want to play, then that's even more money.
That's true, because if he does get in, not only nominated, but Blacktooth gets in, being that you're touring as Blacktooth now, you get a few of the surviving members. Are there any original members of Blacktooth? I mean, they came up like around 1970, 71. Are there any originals still in your version of Blacktooth or around that could play?
Well, if you remember Billy, the second drummer.
Yeah.
He's about 78 years old now, and when we get a venue, and it's usually not an issue, but sometimes when you're dealing with a Las Vegas or a prestige gig like that, they'll ask, are there any original members?
Uh-huh.
And what we found is if they ask that question, we're not going to get the gig if we don't answer it correctly.
Right.
So if the money's right, which it is in Las Vegas, you play a bowling alley out there, you're making some change.
Yeah, I'd let it.
And so what we'll do is we'll send Billy a plane ticket, hand him a tambourine, and just have him sit off to the side.
There you go. It suffices.
And, you know, we slip him $50.
Yep.
He's got a drink tab, and he is fat and happy. I'll tell you, man. But listen, I didn't mean to call in and talk all about me and Daddy, but what I was calling in for is for my little brother, and I want to make sure he's prepared to be a rock and roll star.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
You ready?
You damn right I'm ready, Toes. I've been born ready, man.
All right, man. Well, we got to induct you into the club.
All right.
Because it ain't just about your singing and writing and playing.
No.
You got to know how to handle yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just around your fans.
Yeah.
You got to know how to handle yourself on a bus. You think you know how to do that?
Yeah, there ain't
no
doubt.
I don't know that he does, Toes.
Nope, there ain't no doubt. I can handle myself on a bus, bro.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple of rules.
Yes, sir.
That I think would probably help you out, man.
You got it.
Number one, when you're on bus with other musicians, you got to make sure that you got some good stories that relate to the industry.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have any stories that relate to the industry. You better come up with some.
Yeah, you got to start. You don't call it music business or anything like that. You got to call it the industry. Like, let's say you're on a tour bus and you've got your musicians there. And, you know, you're halfway between, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. You got a long ride. So you got to tell stories about rock and roll.
Yeah,
you're damn right.
You be me and I'll be you.
All
okay?
Right.
Hey, Toes.
Hey.
Did you know that David Bowie banged / his mother?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Waterman?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Damn.
I know it because I'm in the industry.
Yeah.
So that's all
that's
I got. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, if you're in the industry.
And the cool thing now is everybody's got their phones and all that.
Yeah.
And you can say, hey, look it up. It's true.
Yeah.
Now, another thing is you're going to have a lot of interest from the ladies.
Yep, yep.
I imagine ever since you played that song, man, your phone's got to be blowing up.
Oh, yeah. Not really.
Yeah. It's
not
hot.
Not really.
Now, chances are, you know, you got one that you like. God forbid you get married.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're going to stop chasing tail, brother.
Right.
Because it's going to be there for you every night.
It's always going to be thrown in my face, right, bro?
Yeah, man. And you know what? That's what I call a fringe benefit.
Damn right.
You know what? You work at a retail store, you probably get a discount. If you're a rock star, that's what you get.
Hey,
that's part of your compensation.
Toes, we gotta run, Toes, and I appreciate
Hey, listen, though. Here's what you got to do.
Yeah.
If you're doing something what's strange and you got to go home to your lady, don't make a rookie mistake and take a shower. What you do is you order up Mexican food and you put it all over your junk.
Thank you, Toes. It's always good timing.
Damn that guy's info.
You know, he's a legend. His daddy was.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
somewhere in southwest Florida, an ancient evil stirs. Then Stan and Haney stepped on it. You're welcome. And remember, kids, evil is for pussies. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition. Hope you had a nice three-day weekend. Apparently, Roseanne Barr's not. Look at this. I've been following this. It just broke.
I'm just going to warn you.
What?
You're going to accuse me of hand-wringing.
This is, let me get the story up here, because the biggest hit on television this past season is gone. Is completely gone. Roseanne, the TV show, was canceled just moments ago after the star posted a racist tweet about former President Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. Her wildly popular reboot of Roseanne was given the heave-ho by network brass just moments ago. ABC Entertainment President Channing Dungey said in a statement on Tuesday that the network would not be producing the show's second season. Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show. The news comes after Roseanne went into emergency damage control mode after sending out a politically charged tweet linking Chelsea Clinton to liberal donor George Soros, and a racially charged tweet saying former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett, who is African American and born in Iran, is...
What could be more American?
Is like the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. And she apologized and did all the stuff that she was supposed to do, but she tweeted that, and ABC just axed her.
And unfortunately, this is not a racial thing at all.
Oh, no.
It's a
political thing.
This is free speech,
yep.
And they do not like her politics at all.
No.
And it's not... I have to remember the forum, because nobody can keep up with all of the intricacies of this, but Roseanne reads a lot, and if you understand where she's coming from, it makes perfect sense, because she has seen evidence that the people she's talking about, let's just say, are not the best people.
Well,
and...
ABC brought that show back with the idea that they would appeal to an audience that were Trump supporters, a more conservative audience, and it worked. It worked because they knew that there was a chunk of audience out there that wanted that side heard. And I thought it was pretty even and down the middle. And what happened is, after they've gotten huge ratings, the show hasn't left the top five since it debuted. The season just ended. And, okay, ABC makes the announcement that the second season of Roseanne going to be a little less political. Okay, we made our point. Going to be a little less political. And they don't like her, and it's stupid to make a tweet like that, because you're one of the most looked at celebrities, public figures.
She was responding to somebody.
Of course she
got
was.
Baited into it.
But it's that's exactly right. Baited into it, makes a comment, makes an off-color joke or a comment, and it gets blown out of proportion.
And you know that's the way TV works, where you talk about, you know, the successful first season, and then they're going to do something different.
Yeah.
It's like our TV show.
Jeez.
You know, we did a decent job. We got ratings. We were all on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beasley said, you know what? You guys have really proven yourself. We're now going to take over your TV show, and
kill
it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, they killed it.
We had one meeting.
Yeah, and it ended.
Mm-hmm. That was it. And
those of you that don't know, I gotta get this and get it out of the way, and we gotta take a break. But you and Haney and I were there. So we have our first season. It was on a different channel. We did it all on our own. It was successful. So this company, seeing a chance to capitalize on that, and why shouldn't they, said, you know what? Let's take you to another television station in the area. We will go and help support this show, and we'll sit down and talk with the people about putting the show together. Okay, and Haney's right. We had one meeting, and the guy from the TV station, one of the managers from the TV station, said, now look, looking at their television ratings and how well Stan and Haney did here with zero budget, if we want to do this right, it's going to require some input from you guys and some budget that we can work with, because we want to film it this way, we want to film it that way.
And they've done very well with zero resources, yeah, but that's all going to change.
And we're going to fix it this way, so we need this amount. And they said, what? Let's scrap the whole idea. Meeting adjourned.
And true. And force us to burn bridges with people that were very dear to us.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And believe it or not, yes, we did have a TV show. And believe it or not, that was, hold on, that was about 18 years ago.
Yeah, ain't going to happen again.
Nope.
But the Roseanne thing?
Yeah.
Do not kid yourself into thinking that it is anything racial. You look at what she's talking about,
yes,
and who she's talking,
yes,
to. It is purely political. And
yes,
there is no First
Amendment.
There is no First Amendment.
But on the surface, and this is how you're tricked, on the surface, they put this in inflammatory tweet from Roseanne. And what's everybody's first response to that? Oh, my God. And then one person tells another person, and oh, did you hear what she said? Did you hear? And then without looking into it, digging deeper into it, they look at it as an opportunity. We got her. We were waiting for this. We got her. Now we can go and cancel the show. And it's going to bring ABC more attention, and people are going to be inquiring more about it because they went and made that move.
And you might think that, you know, we're in the golden age of television. Well, who cares what ABC does? There's all these other platforms,
yep,
now. No. They're all libs.
Yep.
They're not going to... They're not going to pick up Roseanne.
No, they're not going to cooperate with that at all.
Mm-mm.
We're going to take a break. Oh, I got something for you in the grab bag. I got something for you in the grab bag that I discovered. And I'll save it. I'll explain it when we come back. I've got 10 seconds of American history that was recorded where anybody and everyone who has slammed President Trump for calling MS-13 animals should shut their mouths, because one of your icons did the same thing about an individual. I'll play it for you in the grab bag.
Don't we all have that spark?
Yeah, we'll be back.
Stan and Haney. Don't worry, they're only doing their C-list material right now. It'll get better. 96 K-Rock.
Talking about, we just started. We're not even done with the first hour. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up on the show today in about 1 hour. How'd your Memorial Day go? Need a lawyer? Mike Giannopoulos will be here in about 1 hour to help you out with whatever situation you ran into over the weekend. And then
imagine that phone was ringing.
Yup. And then later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips today. Movies based on real-life bad guys. Real-life bad guys.
This Roseanne thing is bad.
Yeah. Ain't going to get any better either. Ain't going to get any better. And it's getting all the attention right now. She's going to be, you know what? She's risen and fallen over the years, whether it's screaming the national anthem, making some damn rude comment, people disgusted with her, and she rises and falls.
This time's different, though.
Well, time will tell.
And you know what concerns me?
What?
With my hand ringing.
Yeah, a lot of it.
The I'm not a big fan of either party, but supposedly when the president has an R next to his name and both houses of Congress have R's, you're supposed to be at the height of your power.
Yep, you're supposed to be.
But somehow, Roseanne is canned over this.
Yeah.
You've got Mueller meddling in the midterm election.
And here's something that I still can't stomach.
That's where I love Trump. Mueller is meddling in the midterm. Did you see that?
Yeah, but did you see this? Rudy Giuliani booed.
At Yankee Stadium. Did you ever think you'd see the day?
Never thought I'd see the day. This man was beloved in New York.
Well,
he was New York's mayor at 9/11. Kept the city in order. And
well, he turned the city into what it is.
And every time he would go to Yankee Stadium, they'd cheer him. He's being booed now. Snap out of it.
Well, I guess.
Snap the F out of it.
I guess it's now, gender confused de Blasio, who's the man, or excuse me, the person.
That's what you got, the person. $5,000. That's what you can get for that piece of junk that's sitting in your driveway right now.
I told you it'd pay off one day.
If you take it down, if you take it down to Naples Nissan. Aaron Walker wants to get these cars out of the country.
Even that car where that 30-year-old is being kicked out of the mom's house and
yes.
He's got that car he won't get fixed, even that would be
$5,000 guaranteed trade on a new Nissan at Naples Nissan. Push it in, drag it in. If it's that rust bucket that you've been telling your wife or your husband, we got to get rid of this car. It's taking up too much space. It's on blocks. Naples Nissan will give you $5,000 towards a new Nissan.
And we know this for a fact. And it's what's known in the business as dogs. He's going to put them on a barge and ship them away so
yep.
We don't have to look at them.
And let me tell you, if you go down to Naples Nissan, transparent pricing. They're not going to play any games with you. You know what you're paying for your car. And also, showroom to go. You find the car. Maybe you found one online. You're at the Naples Nissan website. I want that car. They'll deliver it to you.
See, that's the lifestyle I like to live.
Yep. Check them out. Naples Nissan. Go to NaplesNissan.com. They're on Pine Ridge Road in Naples. Grab bag time. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
I'm telling you, free speech is hanging by a thread.
I've been waiting to play this, and it's pretty impressive how times have changed. I came across this, and I said, you know what? I got to let people hear it. Because we know, Haney and I, you know, amateur historians. President Trump, over the past few weeks, tremendous amount of heat from the left because he called the gang MS-13 a bunch of animals.
Well, what they did is he was having a discussion amongst multiple people, mm-hmm. most of them law enforcement, about MS-13. And what they did is they cut up his comment to make it sound like he was talking about all immigrants.
Right. Which was quickly retracted.
They tried to get away with it.
But he was talking about MS-13.
But you know what? But for some people, the damage is done. Like you say, somebody happens to see that version of the story and they never see the follow-up.
Listen carefully to this clip. Because this is a Democratic icon talking about a sitting Democrat president. Tell me if you know who this is and who he's talking about, whom he described in an interview as an animal. Listen carefully. Who is this?
Our president was is a gentleman and a human being. This man is not. He's mean, bitter, a vicious animal.
Who is that, and who is he talking about, describing not a group, but an actual individual as an animal? Here, listen again.
Our president was is a gentleman and a human being. This man is not. He's mean, bitter, a vicious animal.
That is Robert F. Kennedy describing sitting President Lyndon Johnson as an animal.
Well,
I don't disagree with him.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that being said by Trump? Say about, I don't know, Clinton.
Obama.
Obama. Just go and say this. Think of, let's transpose it. Trump saying this about Obama.
Our president was is a gentleman and a human being. This man is not. He's mean, bitter, a vicious animal.
Speaking of which, did you see the young Kennedy boy went to meet with Sirhan?
Yes, I did.
And that book is coming out.
Yep.
Where I don't know if something has emboldened that particular camp to come out now.
Yeah, because it's the 50th anniversary coming up next week of his assassination. This has been sitting around for a long time.
But they want everyone to know that Sirhan did not kill Kennedy.
The
shots came from behind.
Yes, this was said years ago. Dr. Thomas Noguchi, coroner, Los
Angeles.
They
tried to fire him over it.
Said that the bullet wound to Robert Kennedy's head was fired no more than an inch away from his head.
And there
from behind.
And that there are more bullets than Sirhan
they
had.
They say 11 to 14 bullets.
And he had eight.
And this has been brought up over many years.
Yep, the girl in the polka dot dress.
The person that they say could have, and it was not necessarily on purpose, and this is what I believe, I think it was a total accident, but when Sirhan started firing his gun and they pushed his hand, Rosie Greer and Rafer Johnson and all them pushed his hand down onto the steamer table where it was pointing just off to the wall, and he fired off all of his bullets. He got two good ones. Hit Paul Schrade in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And the other,
and he's the one that's really, he's 93 now, and he's the one that's put together all of the investigation.
Other one went into a wall or a ceiling. And then the witnesses claim they put his hand on the steamer table, and he continued to fire off the weapon. And granted, they're ricocheting all over the place. Only eight shots. He had six after he fired the first two. There was a security guard that went with Bobby everywhere he went, who was armed. And
for those of you that are wondering about this, no, there was no Secret Service protection.
No, not for a candidate. They hired their own. He had Rosie Greer, Rafer Johnson.
John Frankenheimer driving the car.
Yes. But when the shots rang out, the security guard drew his, because he was right on his right shoulder, Kennedy's right shoulder. And when he drew his weapon, in the panic, he pulled up the gun to go and fire at the guy, but Bobby's standing right there and caught him behind the head. That's what some people believe.
What about the girl in the polka dot dress?
Nobody
and the
has
hypnosis?
Ever found her again.
They have.
They think they have not, but witnesses say that's not the one. And also that Sirhan was under hypnosis because he doesn't remember any of it. But the book's coming out. You're going to see a bunch of specials.
But after all this time, for Bobby Kennedy's oldest son to decide now is the time I need to go and talk to the man that they say killed my father.
Yeah.
And he has publicly said he's convinced.
Yeah, that he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, his youngest son, who interviewed James Earl Ray before he died, believed that James Earl Ray was not responsible for shooting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He went public with that years ago. Of course, everybody shot him down and said, you're crazy talking like that. We got the guy. Come on. Here's a neat little clip. This was from 2004. Fighter jets off the coast of Mexico as they spotted what they can only describe as UFOs.
They had a whole task group out there, and this was going on for multiple days.
They described them as flying Tic Tacs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Wrong one. Hold on. I'll get the right one. Hold on.
Stand by. Check that.
Yep. I think this is it.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. The whole thing, dude. Well, if there's a thing, it's rotating.
Yeah, going against the wind. Tic Tacs flying in the air.
Now, what I don't understand is these guys were sent up there to find out what it was.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
And according to the accounts, when they land, I believe it was on the Nimitz. We were just talking about the Nimitz the other day. When they land, all of the intelligence guys on board the ship put on tinfoil hats to greet them. They've got this on radar.
Yeah.
These are the guys you sent up there. They didn't go looking for this.
No.
Well, what is this about?
Yeah. Yeah, well, just crazy stuff.
Quantum entanglement, Stan.
Australian Will Power won the Indianapolis 500
Stan,
on Sunday.
I don't know that you can make that broad a statement. That's like saying American know-how.
William Power.
Oh.
But that's not what people are...
You said it was Australian willpower, when I would think American know-how would...
but that's not what people are talking about.
What are they talking about?
It was Danica Patrick's last race.
Oh, God.
They were all pulling for her. They wanted her to do a good showing, show up well. No, she spun the car out.
Just a little 230-mile-an-hour Sunday drive into the corner. Trouble, Danica Patrick.
Out of break.
And that will be how her driving career at Indianapolis ends.
Oh, that's just a loose car. The back end just got away from her. And there's nothing you can do once it goes. You cannot catch it in time.
Sorry, Danica.
Yeah, so you don't want it to go that way in the first place.
No.
That's why other drivers are still racing. Because they didn't let it go like that.
Yep. Other drivers didn't fall into that.
Yeah, that's why they're still on the track.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be racing while she's pregnant anyway.
Right, well, that's why she's out. This is getting...
Isn't it enough for her, you know, that she's with a man who is a true champion?
Yes.
Who has succeeded.
Yep.
Isn't that enough, or is it not?
She has to feel it inside.
But instead, it just hurts her worse, because she just spins out.
Yep.
When everybody knows...
Well, it's too much vehicle for her.
The guy on the TV knows what she did wrong.
Oh, this is getting a lot of heat. An interviewer in the UK started interviewing Taylor Swift, Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
And, of course, she's coming off stage, but he couldn't help but make the comment she stinks.
We'll see you very soon. It's nice to see you. I think you need to have a shower now.
I agree, and I'm not offended that you said that. There's a lot going on, and none of it's good here.
We'll see you soon. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Oh, is he saying our Tay-Tay was stinking?
That's impossible.
Yeah. She's probably, it's like perfume.
Well, she did. Well, I'm not supposed to talk about it.
No.
But you know she did send me a bottle of her tears.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We've been telling you about it.
And she warned me. She goes, don't open it up and use it right away. Wait until you really need it.
They're telling you about it. I saw Steve Martin and Martin Short in February here in town. their Netflix show debuted. And, of course, Steve Martin.
Now, did they just film one show, or did they take the best from each city?
I don't know. But it's what I saw, except I didn't hear Steve Martin screw up the opening part of the act like this.
Longtime dream of mine to perform a two-man show right here at the Peace Center with you in Greenville. Yeah. That's, you know, I shouldn't have had that Motrin. Anyway, in Greenville, South Carolina. And tonight... Well, anyway, tonight I feel I am one step closer to that dream. You know what?
Steve, let's just leave that as is. Steve, you'd tell me if you'd had a stroke, wouldn't you?
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
Marty Short right there, ready to catch him.
Always, always. When we come back, you know...
How come it is you never see him and Dana Carvey, though?
I can't figure that out. I don't think you have. Have they ever been in a movie together?
No.
Have they ever shared a scene on, I don't know, Saturday Night Live or some skit where they're together?
Never.
No.
I don't think you could find them in the same place. I wonder if they've met.
I don't know. Maybe at some premiere, some receiving line. I don't know. Don't know.
You know, it would be so awesome, you know, for the church lady to interview Ed Grimley.
Yeah. Would somebody please produce a picture or a clip of the two of them together? You bring it up. I have to admit. When we come back, very little...
You know what? Don't make promises you can't keep.
Very little press about this. There's been a few articles, and of course we had posted it on our Facebook page.
Are you talking about Roseanne being canceled?
No.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's heard about
Over
that.
Over the weekend, we lost another moonwalker. There are only 12 of them that ever walked on the moon, and most of them are have passed. And over the weekend, at the age of 85, Apollo 12... astronaut Alan Bean passed away. He was the fourth man to walk on the moon.
It's just endlessly fascinating.
And he passed away. Amy and I had the privilege of talking to him many, many years ago. And we'll play a little excerpt from this because there are only a few people still alive that can tell you what it's like to be on the moon. And he was absolutely fascinating. We'll take your phone calls as well when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than to receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, our telephone number into the studio if you'd like to talk to us. Maybe pick up a prize. We'll go over those in a second. Area code 239-277-9600. Phone lines open right now. 30 minutes away from attorney Mike Chinopoulos, Esquire, lawyer. How did your Memorial Day go? Anybody have to be called? Anybody get pulled over? Anybody need some help?
How are we doing tonight?
Yeah.
Where are you coming from?
Howdy.
Yep, there you go.
That's what you got to say.
You know, I think I finally...
Look it, by the way. There's Martin Short and Dana Carvey together. Multiple listeners sent us a photograph of the two of them together.
That looks Photoshopped to me.
Yeah, it looks doctored.
Yep. It's a very blurry photo.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. You and I can both do that in Photoshop.
Yep. Look at it.
Yeah.
All they did was double one of them.
Yeah. And the lighting's off. Shadows aren't in the right places.
Are they wearing the same outfit?
They sure are.
Yeah, that's Photoshop.
That's Photoshop. It's
but I think
an amateur job at it too.
I think I've got my finger on this now, Stan.
What?
Roseanne is just the latest symptom. I know what's going on now.
What?
The world is being run now. by people that we didn't like so much in grade school. You know who's running things?
Who?
I'm going to tell. Yeah. I'm going to tell the teacher.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut up.
Yeah. Tattletales.
Yep.
Yep. They're the ones.
Stoolies.
Yep. Narcs.
Yep.
That's all it is. Yeah, I know. It's. I know. It's you gotta every few weeks change the narrative on it and attack somebody else to keep it fresh, or people get sick of it.
And you know what's lost in all of this?
America. What's lost in that? America.
Well, what's lost in the Roseanne thing is that they're talking about Valerie Jarrett. Yeah. I think the whole Obama administration was infested with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, it's... Yeah. Look deeper into it.
And... But she had made a comment earlier, erroneously, saying, so, Chelsea Clinton's married to one of the Soros boys?
Yeah.
She was kind of trolling her.
Of course.
Chelsea Clinton responded to her.
I know.
Do you know what she said?
I read it. I don't remember because I was just reading it in passing. There was a lot of other exciting stuff like the NBA Finals.
Rigged.
I know it is.
Chelsea said... My given middle name is Victoria. I am not married to one of George Soros' nephews or whatever. And she goes, I'm sure they're lovely people.
Yeah, I saw
and that. I fully support all the wonderful work that Open Society's foundation does. So what you have there is Roseanne being taken to the woodshed over nonsense. Meanwhile, Chelsea Clinton is... full-throated endorsement of the Soros agenda, but it doesn't register.
Wait, well, and it won't. It won't. I got to play just a little bit of this because that man needs his just due. And I mean that because not enough attention's put on this man.
And, you know, we grew up in the era of the space program.
Yep.
And even to this day, when it's just Stan and I talking about it, The things that they did with the tools available to them, remarkable.
And we have been lucky enough to have a relationship with several of America's heroes, our astronauts from our childhood that the world looked up to. You know, Buzz Aldrin, Tom Stafford, Jim Lovell, all have been on our shows multiple times.
And you want to think about just how big that was, and this is obviously for the benefit of people who weren't there. But think about a world where there are only three TV channels, and these guys were on every channel.
Yep.
And the world stopped to pay attention to what they were doing.
Over the weekend, the fourth man to walk on the moon, Alan Bean, Apollo 12, November 1969, they went up there.
Think about what your house looked like in 1969 compared to now.
And you got a rocket.
And realize what they did. It's incredible.
We had the privilege to spend...
I mean, they were on the moon before we had touch-tone phones.
Yeah. And we got to spend some time with him. There were only 12 of them. And most of them are gone now, and we lost another one. This man walked on the moon. We talked to Alan Bean, who died this weekend.
A true American hero, the fourth man to walk on the moon as a member of Apollo 12. It's a pleasure to have Alan Bean on the phone. Hi, Alan.
Hello, Stan and Haney. Glad to be here.
If memory serves me correctly, there was... no TV for you guys on Apollo 12. It wasn't Pete Conrad coming out of the LEM and somehow the camera got knocked out and the TV goes out.
Well, you're absolutely right, but let's don't blame Pete Conrad for that. That was me.
Oh, it was you!
Yeah, I come down the ladder, I take the TV camera, I'm setting it up, and I point it at the sun. I was the guy that messed that thing up for everybody on Earth, and I've never been able to live it down. I hear about it, and all the time, and all I can do is kind of hang my head and say, yeah, that was me. I did that. If I had anything that I would almost do in my life over again, that would be the one thing that I wouldn't do, make that mistake.
You had to take such crap from the people back down at Mission Control when you did that. I mean, I could only imagine the heat you took from knocking out the TV.
Well, they did. They were also disappointed. Now, nobody was more disappointed than we were. You know, the thing that was amazing to me, Pete Conrad on the moon, the commander, he didn't say a word. He just tried to figure a way to fix it because we weren't sure why I'd broken it, and even that I had at that time. And we tried to figure out a way to fix it, but, of course, we found out later that what I'd done wrong. And he never complained about it. He's usually defended me, and I'd be saying things like I just did, and he'd be saying, well, I don't think Al really made that mistake or something. You know, and he knew I did. He was a good leader. That's why they made him commander.
And you got to tell me this, because I don't know if this has happened in any space mission before or since. You guys at liftoff were hit by a bolt of lightning.
Well, first of all, you're right, and we never thought about it. I'm talking about all of NASA and everyone else, and we launched right up into this thunderstorm, and it was raining real hard. They said, well, let's go ahead and launch. No one had thought about it. I know it seems crazy because lightning bolts hit airplanes all the time, and they don't do them any good. When it struck us, we weren't even sure that was it, but it disconnected the fuel cells. It put about 14 emergency lights on. We had more alarm lights on in that spacecraft than anybody has ever had in spaceflight before or since. We weren't sure that it was a lightning strike. We thought something else had gone wrong. And fortunately, the designers of the command module in the Saturn V had made it so the backup systems, if you ever lost all fuel cells, now that was all the power that there was, except the little batteries that power you during entry. But they're on the circuits, and they picked up the load, and they held the load, even though the lights were on, they held enough load so that the Saturn V kept going into orbit.
Because that could have easily have been a disaster.
Well, it definitely could be. I'll tell you why. After it was all over, they came back and determined the size of the lightning bolt that hit us, because they could do that. And they decided that sort of a moderate-sized lightning bolt hit us. If we'd have had a big bolt, then we'd have been finished. We'd have had to abort, and we'd been lucky to get back alive. And so it was like this. We got bad news for you. You're going to get hit by lightning. But we got good news. It's just going to be a moderate-sized lightning bolt.
No problem.
That's right. So it worked out, thank God. We kept saying we want to fly a perfect mission, try to do everything we can. And, of course, we didn't. We knew we wouldn't. And we didn't, but we did. Here we are back on Earth. That's one plus.
You know, you brought up one thing. As somebody that grew up in Florida, you brought up moon rocks. You must have brought back an awful lot of them, because everybody had one.
What I've talked to so many people through my life that says, they're serious. I mean, it's not like they're lying. They say, I've got a moon rock. I said, where is it? Well, it's in my safety deposit box. I said, where'd you get it? Well, I had a cousin that worked at the space program and had a brother that such. And then I said, well, what's it look like? And they described some rock that was so big it was, I mean, we never even brought back a rock that big. And we'd just say, well, you know, I don't have any moon rock. None of us have any. We don't even have a little. We thought they'd give, well, the reason they did, first of all, we thought we'd get one that's maybe the size we could make a ring out of, see?
Yeah.
It was that size. But we didn't get them. And the reason we didn't is because, you know, a lot of moon rocks were bought back. And they said, well, now let's think about giving. First of all, they all belong to the United States of America. None of them belong to any individual. They belong like the president. And so he can say what to do. And so we started to make a list of people that deserved a little piece. Well, we weren't on the top of the list. We weren't the most important people in Apollo, for sure. The most important people were the people that designed the thing, the people that built it, that imagined it. And I mean, when you look, there were 400,000 people working on it. And that's not talking about the politicians and all the others that worked on it. You know, there were so many more people that deserved one before we ever got one that they wouldn't have any rocks left. And they said, well, we just can't do that.
Alan Bean, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
There he goes.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
Fourth man to walk on the moon, passing away, age of 85, over the weekend.
That's America right there.
Yep. 877-9600. Here's what we got for you. Let's see. Oh, hey, gun show tickets. Gun show tickets. Lee's Civic Center, June 9th. Got them for you. We've got a free oil change from Naples Nissan, standard oil change. Tickets to the WWE, July 30th at Germain Arena. We also have golf for two at Cape Royal Golf Club. It's our deal of the week. You want to go play golf? We got an HD tuner for your car, tickets to an upcoming miracle game of your choice, Stan bobblehead signed by Haney, I won't touch it, and $25 to the pewter mug, 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, it's John.
Hey, John, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, cool, you're playing some East Freely Zone.
Yeah, that's for you.
That's a good call. I'm surprised you picked that up. Good job.
Hey, isn't it funny, you guys, that Stephen Colbert and the chicks from The View and all that can say anything they want mm-hmm. about the president
yep.
of the United States?
Absolutely.
Vicious.
The band can't say something about them.
They are vicious.
Come on, man. Does the mob really rule? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think we're already in a civil war. It's the USA versus the USSA.
Yeah. 277-9600. And that's true. All of these shows can say what they want, make analogies about the president's family and his kids mm-hmm. and himself, and it's all for laughs.
And I hate racism, period.
Yeah, me too.
But it does go both ways. You know, for 30 years, every black comic, you know, and I shouldn't say every, but a lot of them, like your Hannibal Buress mm-hmm. and people, open up their show by going, man, white people. White people. Why white people be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
White, you know, if a brother was there, white people.
It's okay. It's two different. It's choosing what you want to go after, and it's with anything, and it just is so one sided right now. You can go and have 15 comedians. You can have 15 commentators. I'm not saying news people, but commentators or entertainers or talk show hosts. Pick and choose which one you want to go and extract. And go after. It's and then you have to have, and here's what I always said, social media. Have social media go and turn on them.
Roseanne had to be taken down because she was getting too much attention.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. It's Chris from Cape Coral.
Hey, Chris.
I just wanted to thank you guys. Thank your producer. Actually doing a professional job the other day on my podcast that I got involved with. I just wanted
Oh, that's right. You were on D-Train's podcast.
So everything went well. I listened to it. I listened to some of the other ones, and I think mine sound pretty interesting.
He does a phenomenal job with that.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, and when you made the news about the Nimitz and all of that, he wanted to talk to you, and...
Did you hear they came out with more tape? Your old boat there being involved with the UFOs.
No, that I didn't hear. No.
Yeah, it's true. Where were you? Where were you in 2014?
No.
He was probably here.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, and I'm glad you listened to D Train's podcast. It's great. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm kind of nervous. I haven't ever called into you guys, and I finally got through.
Uh-huh.
I've been living in Cape Coral since 1974, and I just want to tell you, thank you for being on the radio, and I would really appreciate it if you could give me some WWE tickets. I'm unemployed right now. And I have...
Well, you know, even if you went there...
You're going to need money for concessions.
And parking and all that stuff. So that's going to be kind of tough.
Well,
and, you know, I might... That's gonna be tough. You want a burger and a hot dog, maybe an ice cold beer, and of course they're gonna get you for parking.
But then you gotta have. Do you know how you'd get there?
Yes. I've been there a long time ago.
You got gas? You got gas?
Yeah, that's
my son. My son's birthday was last week. And he's 9, and he loves wrestling. But I've never been to a wrestling match ever and stuff. And
Freddie.
I would really appreciate it, please.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not making this up, sir.
I mean, it's a lot of effort.
It is a lot of effort.
I give him a thumbs up.
You know what? Whether it's real or not,
no,
I'm giving you credit. You know, to make it up, or if you're legitimate, I'll give you the tickets. But I'm going to even give you the tickets even if it's not, because you went through a lot of effort.
Because I hope it's not legitimate, because that's a very sad story.
Yeah, it sounds like life is every day a struggle for you, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I've already been through radiation treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Or I had 3 cancers, 1 testicular cancer. Mm-hmm. The second was a salivary gland cancer in my cheek and my throat, and the third one was my colon cancer.
Okay, man, that's 3 strikes right at you.
And you got a 9-year-old boy.
Yes, I have a 9-year-old boy and a 12-year-old little girl.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, one of them's going to have to stay home.
No, I know my little girl's not into wrestling, sir.
Okay.
We can make that happen.
Hold on.
Air on the side of caution.
Give him the wrestling tickets, because if not the creativity alone.
Well, that would have been fine up until he invoked cancer 3 times.
Yeah.
If you do that and you're lying, you're going to hell.
Yep. So enjoy the wrestling, but you're going to enjoy eternity too in hell. If you're making it up.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Look, we're both, you more than me, though, we're both saps for a sad story. Now, we can, both you and I can pick up BS pretty quickly, too. But you always will side on the fact
it's also to the point where if it goes so over the top, it's like, it's either... It almost makes it more realistic.
He's got the tickets, whatever it is. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. I'll remember that act. So if that person calls back again with a totally different story, I'll spot it quick.
Well, they're on the list anyway.
Yeah. You're not going to pull a fast one on us. We've been around the block a few times. I don't think, I dare you to pull a fast one.
Don't go daring them now.
I can. We're out of time.
Know every time we do that, we get booed.
I know we do.
Everybody could tell that was fake but you.
Yup. And then we'll get the text and the message. What the hell's the matter with you guys? Did you know that guy did the same thing on the other radio station?
Look, our first instinct was that was a total put-on. But then as he kept going and didn't break character, then you start to wonder.
Yep.
And you're like, geez, well, if that is legit and we hang up on him, then we're going to hell.
Yep. So there you go.
It's all about going to hell.
Yep. Mike Chiannopoulos coming in next. How was your Memorial Day? you might need...
Is the sun ever coming back out?
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
I doubt it. Mike Chiannopoulos, attorney at law, taking your phone calls. He comes here for one reason, to talk to you guys and to give you some legal advice where you might not know where to turn. He'll join us next. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Our show is like a big party. A party in your ears. And we're all coming. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Hour away from Stan's Name That Movie. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio. Well, he's in the hallway conducting business. If you would like.
He's always.
Always. And he comes down here to help you guys. And if you would like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, 277-9600. We have only one line open right now. So if you want to talk to Mike, now's a chance to get yourself on hold and have Mike. How was your Memorial Day? Okay. Let's not kid ourselves. Maybe you're planning a little something for the Memorial Day holiday.
Well,
suddenly you need help.
Everybody was getting along Friday afternoon when it was time to pick up the booze.
Yup. And then they weren't. So if you want to talk to Mike, 277-9600. He's here to help.
Because he's the man.
He's the man. And he's here to help. Doodle doo doodle doo.
I know. Stop dropping your damn hard cues.
And I can sing, too.
Yeah.
A hard
cue. Yeah, that's radio talk.
And he can dance, too. Yep. Like Archie Bell and the Drells from Houston, Texas.
A hard cue.
D-Train vet line 2 and get line 3.
Is that like a juju?
Yeah, kind of.
You're never going to forget that, are you?
Are you?
I can assure you this. I can help.
Always start early. I got two
strong arms. I can help.
Yeah.
It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. With your DUI, your divorce, your child support, criminal case, anything you got.
Practicing.
Yeah, he has. He's a good singer. Yeah. I got to tell you.
That's what I do with my evenings, gentlemen.
you got to have it.
You know, we're talking about Memorial Day, and I hope you had a nice one. You know, a lot of people were saying, and it's the truth, you don't wish somebody a happy Memorial Day.
You know, and that's what I was
that
just going to say.
That is something where it's time to reflect of who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
And that's exactly what I was just going to say. I sent an email out to dozens of people yesterday saying, Memorial Day is not the day on which we thank veterans for service. It's the day on which we mourn the loss of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we might continue to enjoy the freedoms we have.
Yep.
And to thank the families who still mourn the loss of their loved ones for that sacrifice so that all of us could enjoy the freedoms we have.
And there are so many, you know, we do our best with honoring the fallen.
Sure.
But there are so many stories of heroism that will never be told.
Oh, of course.
You know, and fallen but not forgotten is what I like to say. And the names of the soldiers that were lost in my command are never out of my mind. it's not easy.
Here's Charlie, who's been waiting the longest on line one. Charlie, we got to you, buddy. Mike Chiannopoulos is here. What's going on, buddy?
What's up? Dan and Haney and Mike.
Hey,
time.
Charlie.
Love you guys.
Charlie, what do you got for us today?
I'm in the Cape. Hey, about a month ago, I was in a rear-end collision. A lady hit me at a stoplight.
All right, so you were the rear or you were the end?
I was the front.
You were the front, so you were hit in the rear by the lady.
All right.
Yes. And she got out and was all upset and missing that boo-hoo. And she didn't want me to call the police. And she begged me not to call the police, that she had just had an accident a couple weeks before. And I didn't call the police. And she promised me she would take care of it. I got a picture of her driver's license.
Now, she promised you.
Yeah, an honest...
Mike,
honest
I want you to note
Scouts
that.
On her promise.
I think that's legally enforceable. Go ahead.
But, so, I guess what I need to know is there anything I can do?
Because you haven't heard from her since, have you?
I have called her 400 times, and she never answers.
He's got the pictures and stuff, but he let her go from the scene.
Yeah, but you got her. Do you have a copy of her driver's license, or did you look at her?
I have a copy of her driver's license and her insurance company, and
all right.
Insurance company is Lehigh.
All right. Well, come on in and see me. 239 Ask Mike. Miss Samantha answers the phones, and she'll be glad to give you an appointment. Come on in and see me. We'll send her a letter and see where that goes. My guess, Charlie, if I had to guess, that insurance probably has lapsed. Even though it has the right dates on it, if she stopped paying the premiums, then the insurance has lapsed. Even though she has a card that says it's good till the end of this year, good till December 31st, if she quit making the payments in February, then, you know, it lapsed. So,
and I'll tell you something, Charlie, and we've talked about this before. Mike can sit down and talk to you about it, find out what's going on. Just a letter that has the heading of an attorney's office, just a writing, will wake a lot of people up.
Yeah. So come and see me. Call 239-ASK-MIKE. Samantha will give you a time to come and see me, and come on in, and we'll figure this out, Charlie.
All right.
I mean, she's asked me to get estimates, and I went and got 3 estimates.
All right. But she's ignoring you now.
Yeah, bring those with you. Bring those with you. And learn your lesson, man. See what happens when you believe a woman that promises you something. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
277.
He did extract a promise.
Yeah, I promise.
Yeah. I promise I'll love you forever.
Yeah, and with two fingers up in the air. Yeah.
You know why the bride's always smiling walking down the aisle, right?
Well,
I can't tell you. It's not appropriate for radio.
That's right. 277-9. And right off the bat, you deserve an apology right here to Diane on line 2. Hi, Diane. You're on with Mike.
Hi, you guys.
Diane, they make me say horrible things.
Please.
This is scripted. They hand me a script, and I have to say what they tell me. You believe me, right, Diane?
I believe you.
You believe me, right? All right, good.
I do.
Now that we got that out of the way, how can I help you?
Okay, well, on December 1st, I had given a $1,800 deposit to a roofing company. And they said that they wouldn't get to us until January because, you know, they were so busy, short of materials.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a woman in the office promise you something?
Will you stop it?
Okay, so January went by, February went by, March went by. Many, many phone calls, still short of materials. We'll get to you. So at the end of March, we called again. We said, we just want to cancel our contract. That's it. So they said, send us a letter to cancel that, and you'll get your money back except for the permit. So in my letter, I wrote in their cancel contract, if you are charging for my permit, I want the copy of the permit.
Right.
Well, that was the 1st of April. April went by, no check. May went by, many phone calls again, no check. Finally, about 2 weeks ago, they sent us a check, but it was only for $1,000. So got back on the phone again saying, why aren't we getting our $1,800 back? They go, you have to pay for materials. We've got them in stock.
Okay, well, deliver them to me.
Yeah, drop them off for the next guy that you hire to do your roof. You got half the materials paid for.
Here's what you got to do. This is so unfortunate. Post-Irma, I have seen so much of this, all right? And these roofing companies all go out there and they gobble up the work because obviously it's only going to last a certain amount of time and they want to get all the work they can, which I completely understand. But they take more than they can service, and then this is what happens. And they take it and take your deposit because they don't want somebody else to get the work, right? Well, right. Then this happens. So what I have told people to do, and it's worked successfully, particularly over the last 2 months, is just go file a small claim suit for $1,800 against them. You don't want to hire me to do that because it's going to cost you money and that doesn't make sense. And so file it. If that doesn't get it resolved, okay, and you'll have to show up at small claims court and they'll have to show up and they encourage you guys to settle it. If you settle it, great. If you don't, then call me and just pay me to come do a 2-hour trial. That's going to be a whole lot of next to nothing for you as opposed to just hiring me to do the case, which would be cost you more than it's worth.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, they did send us the $1,000. We have not cashed that check yet.
Right, and don't, and sue them for a whole $1,800 and go for
it. Or drop off the materials.
Well,
yes or no?
I don't know that you really want the materials.
All right.
But,
tell them to take them back.
That's up to you. But and I would go – the other thing I would do is I would go down there to the permit office, and if they actually pulled a permit for your place, there's going to be a record of it and what they paid for it. So I'd make sure I had that too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so
much. There you go, Diane.
All right, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
277.
She didn't make me any promises. So
no, she did not. Everything's cool.
We're good.
277-9600. One line open if you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos. We have Kyle on line 3. Kyle, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy.
I'll try to do this as quickly as I can. At the end of April, an acquaintance came to me and said, look, I'm moving out of my house. You want to take over the, you know, the rent at the house? I said, all right, no problem. She said she gave her landlord a 60-day notice that she was moving. Landlord called me. I went and signed a lease to move in July 1st.
All right.
So she just notified me 2 weeks ago and said my financing fell through on my house. I'm not leaving the place until my lease is up in September. I said, well, that's not really how it works. You know, I got a lease.
Yep.
Starts July 1st. So what? I mean, what can I do to force her out of that house?
Well, the landlord's going to have to do that because she. I assume that, and again, this might be a too big of an assumption. When he signed a lease with you beginning July 1st, knowing that her lease didn't end until September 30th, he should have also signed an addendum to her lease, ending her lease June 30th. So you could start July 1st, okay? So right. It should all be taken care of. Her lease ends June 30th. Yours starts July 1st. If she doesn't get out, he has an ejectment action to remove her. And that's that. And he's liable for any time that you have to pay to stay in a hotel room because he hasn't cleared the property out for you. So that's going to be on the landlord. Now, if he was lazy and didn't do the addendum to her lease early termination addendum, then the landlord has a problem because he's leased the same property to two people and both of them have rights to the same property, and he's got an issue, and that's where you end up going.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
But you don't sue her. You go against the landlord because you have no contractual privity with her, and you do with the landlord. It's the landlord's problem at that point.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Come and see me anytime if that happens. 239-ASK-MIKE. Come and see me in July if you need to.
277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Have a few minutes.
Have you been following the Tommy Robinson case?
I have not.
Very interesting contrast between the United States and England. He is somebody who you would say he supported Brexit. He supports Trump. He's against Islamic immigration and all that. And they just disappeared him off the street. And in England, the court issued a ruling that no one, print, broadcast, or internet, is allowed to even talk about it. And they're enforcing it.
Wow, yeah. So, they don't have that First Amendment. I think that was a reason
When he was arrested, all of these stories went out. And then you just see it. Scrubbed, stop. deleted, yep. gone.
Yep. Yeah, that's...
Big Brother.
I think that was one of the reasons that we started the Revolutionary War.
here's
In this day and age...
Here's Brian on line one. Brian, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, Mike. My name's Brian. I talked to you Saturday, and it was regarding an accident claim, but Mike dropped everything he was doing on a holiday weekend and said, when can you be in my office?
Yep.
Well, it blew my mind.
Well, thanks, Brian.
What a guy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Not surprising.
I appreciate it.
I'm just glad we had something that worked out for you. And what I said to Brian was, listen, I called him back. He left me a message. And I said, listen, I'll talk to you. I'll see you today because you're freaking out about this and you're not going to sleep and you're not going to enjoy the holiday weekend. Let's just talk about this and figure out what it is.
Well, God, I really appreciate it, and I slept great that night. Mm-hmm. And guys, I'm an architect. I've done work for Burt Reynolds. I've done work for Rick Mears, and it was just I had to call him. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
There you go, buddy.
You're welcome, Brian. All thanks for the call.
You know, that is not the first time that we've heard or experienced that with Mike.
He cares and
really nice.
And he understands because most people. you know, they're not involved with the justice system on a daily basis. And, you know, you can go your whole life and not really have any interaction. Yeah. And then just circumstance slaps you in the face. Right. And it's a little disconcerting.
And that's what happened. Brian got some legal papers and he was very distraught about it. And once I talked to him and said, okay, this is this, and explained everything to him, then he was fine. And I called him back because he sounded distraught on my voicemail. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to leave him sit the whole weekend.
That's Mike Chiannopoulos. Here's,
imagine that.
Yeah, imagine
that. He actually cares.
Yeah, yeah. And it's pretty much the norm.
That's the way he is.
Here's Scott, line two. Scott, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Scott, what do you got for us today?
I have a child support question.
Oh, wait. So, Scott, you're telling us first before you start that a woman made you a promise at one point.
Yes, she did.
See how that is? All right. Go ahead, Scott.
I had some back child support, and I paid it all off. I actually called you months ago, and you told me to send extra money, and that's what I did. I just kept sending extra money on top of them taking it out of my paycheck. Now, I've overpaid, like, probably $275, but I do have current child support. Will they just keep that towards the current, or they refund that back to me?
They will not refund it back to you. You will never get a refund from those people.
Uh-uh.
So,
yep, figured I wouldn't.
What you need to do is you need to pay a smaller amount each month, just like you paid more each month. Don't just, if they owe you $275 and your child support is $275, don't skip a month, because that child still has to eat during that period of time, right?
Absolutely.
You know, if your child support's $275 and they owe you $275, send $25 less a month or maybe $50 less a month for a few months until that gets paid.
And they will use that overages that he has on file towards
Will they?
That's what I want to know.
Their record keeping is not the best.
Their record keeping is horrible. But
no.
That's the way
it will show up. It's like pulling nails. It's like pulling your fingernail to get them to even answer you back, too.
Well, what you do is you go down to the Lee County Court Clerk's office, okay? And I know the state disbursement unit is horrible. Listen, I had a dentist pay $10,000 in an initial payment to get started because he was separated, and so he paid $10,000 just voluntarily. Okay. They put that money in the wrong person's account, sent it to the wrong ex-wife, not his ex-wife, just somebody else's ex-wife. She spent the money, and then our ex-wife is after us, and we're saying, here's the check, here's the, it cleared, blah, blah, blah. So we figure out, and they say, well, they call that other lady back, and she says, well, I spent that money. I just thought he paid a bunch. So now they're saying, well, we don't have that money to give you back.
Yeah, well, it's not our problem. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, go down to, I'll tell you, the SDU has some issues, the State Disbursement Unit in Tallahassee. Go down to the Lee County Court Clerk's office. Okay, they're great. They're awesome. You get down right there on the first floor. Go all the way to the end, like window 14, and tell them that you want a complete copy from day one of your payment history. They'll call it up. They'll print it out for you right there. I think it might cost you a couple of dollars or something for the copies. And it's worth it, because you'll see exactly what's going on and how they've applied that stuff. And you can see if you have an overage, then you can work that overage down to zero and keep paying.
Okay.
Okay, now can I check? Now what if it's coming out of my check? I can't change that through my check to pay less. Every week or whatever.
Well, you may be able to if we get a statement from the court clerk, or you may also just be able to get the mother to give you back $50 a month until it's paid off.
Yeah,
or something
what's
like
the odds of that?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, it's that, or she has to go get a lawyer, and she's going to pay a lawyer a lot more than that.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. There you go.
All right. Thanks. Call me if I can help you. 239 Ask Mike.
And that's for everybody. 239 Ask Mike. It doesn't matter, as we heard on today's show.
Anytime.
Holiday. You're on the boat. You're out of the country. You're going to make arrangements so that they can talk to you any time of day, any day of the week.
Yeah, and you know what? Probably more than 90% of the time I answer the phone, but there is a voicemail there if I don't. And I call you back because it comes directly to my phone, the voicemail does. And that's how I called Brian back on Saturday. So.
And that is one of the things that is so great about you. It's almost like, as lawyers go, you have a very good bedside manner where you can go, look, it's a legal issue. calm down. Right. I'll explain to you.
Right. We're going to take care of it.
Right. It's not that big a deal. Have a good weekend.
And no, they actually can't do that.
Right.
It's all right.
Somebody being a bully.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of those in the world.
If you were unable to get through today, and I know we left some people on hold this afternoon. It was very busy following a holiday. 239 Ask Mike. He's here every Tuesday on the Stan and Haney Show and available 24/7, 365 at 239 Ask Mike.
239 Ask Mike, and don't take a promise from a woman.
Mike, saying. Thank you. Thank you. We'll be back.
All women are crazy, and so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get your first look at traffic here. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Stan's Name That Movie in about 30 minutes. Chance to win. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
Just a little note. Down in Collier County, we got intermittent lane closures and a road closed due to construction. It's on 110th Avenue both ways at Vanderbilt and US 41. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know. It appears that chicken fingers...
Yeah.
...are... demanding their due. Chicken fingers are bucking to be promoted from the kids' menu to the adults' menu.
Why not? If it's true white meat chicken tenders, not your formed...
I didn't say tenders. I said fingers.
Chicken fingers. There's a difference?
Yes.
And we'll find out what that is in less than an hour.
Two Florida residents are suing McDonald's.
Why?
Because they received no discount on ordering quarter pounders without cheese.
They have a point. Didn't the menu used to be quarter pounder or a quarter pounder with cheese?
Yep.
But they don't have that anymore.
No, because everybody wants cheese on it.
Well, I've ordered it without cheese before.
Oh, so you're one of those problem customers.
No, I'm not. If it being that it's not on the menu anymore, I get it with the cheese.
Well, there you go. Solid citizen stand.
Should be a few cents less.
I don't like cheese, but I don't want to rock the boat.
No, I don't want to tip the boat over.
You want to get on that love train is what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to be on that love roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because love's exciting and new.
Yeah.
Well, we found a T-shirt that cost $1,250.
Give me a break.
We've ordered several. Driver gets a ticket for driving with the sunshade on the windshield.
Happens.
From time to time, well, people ride around with their hood open.
Yeah, seen it with my own eyes.
A new study, disturbing new study, has found that dentists can smell fear.
Oh, I bet. I was at mine today.
Were you?
Yeah, I sure was.
You get a checkup?
I did.
How'd you do?
Hey, no cavities, Ma.
And finally, Dateline... St. Augustine, Florida. I am merely going to tell you the woman's name and that she was arrested.
Okay.
I'll leave it to your imagination as to what she may have been arrested for. I will tell you definitively in an hour. The woman's name? Crystal Methvin. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter.
What could she have gotten in trouble for?
I wonder. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Hey, baby. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Woo!
Ah, baby.
I'm a little teapot.
Well, huh?
Short and stout.
Yeah.
Anybody? Bueller?
Hear me whistle, hear me spout.
Well, it's that time of year
it
again.
It sure is. What?
Grads and dads.
Jesus.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a bad graduation.
Top signs you're at a bad graduation.
I have a request, D-Train, it's for no rhyme nor reason, but do you happen to have Bok Choy saying, I don't want to buy a car, Ray?
That's a good one, too. That is a good one.
I don't need a car, Ray.
God, I miss him. Come home, Bok Choy.
Come on, we're waiting for you.
Top signs.
I don't need a car, Ray.
All right.
Top signs. You're at a bad graduation.
Top signs you had a bad graduation.
Nobody graduates.
Damn it! Yeah.
It's a dull crowd. Nobody responds to your drunken attempts to start the wave.
I don't know. I'm too drunk.
The speaker tells the graduates that with hard work, they will go on to prosperous careers, but that the women shouldn't get too excited because they'll still be making 30% less than the men.
How dare he?
Hey, lady.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Oh, she has just... Yep. What a piece of work that one is.
No, I'm not responding to him.
I would like to see her Baker acted.
Yeah, she needs to be.
And
well,
and,
no.
And see if they'd let her out.
Oh, she can put up an act. She can be calm and rational.
Get that straight.
But then you get that. At any moment.
And I have to admit, she's gotten into my head.
Yeah, of course she has.
Because, you know, I'm doing my reading and I'll see a link to Maxine Waters at it again.
Yeah.
I always got a click.
Of course you do.
And she's insane.
Yeah, it's like a car wreck. You just have to look. It's horrible.
I'm out to impeach this president.
Oh, all right. I know that, lady.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
Who was out in public again.
With the brace.
Yep. Top signs you're at a bad graduation ceremony.
Yes.
Guest speaker keeps trying to bring back Waza!
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 Is this your first day?
No, it isn't. Does it sound like it? Didn't think so.
The speaker gives students the false impression that they won't spend the rest of their lives in their parents' basement crippled with student loan debt.
I'm here to stay, brother.
What's up?
What's
up? Ah!
Ah!
Well, huh.
I knew that would get you.
Yeah, always does.
Because you're the guy that wants to bring it back.
Yeah, remember? When that thing was going, Haney and I just couldn't stop it.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah, those are good old days.
Yeah, call each other up at odd hours.
What's
up? Ah!
The speaker begins his speech with, "But first, I want to talk about the day I was relentlessly probed by extraterrestrials."
I'm a male. Yeah. But first, I want to thank Hillary Clinton.
I'm out to impeach this congresswoman.
Get that straight.
Female graduates get a congratulatory ass pinch from Morgan Freeman.
Yes!
Instead of a valedictorian, they honor the kid who slept with the most teachers.
I know nothing. Nothing.
And finally, the very top sign, you're at a bad graduation.
Yes.
Acting Dean Stan Noelonic isn't above sticking his foot out and tripping kids he doesn't care for.
Isn't that great?
And that, my friend, is 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it,
Freddy.
Baby.
Email ahoy at stananhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stananhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Stick pin. This is from Katie. Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Katie, the guy who traveled the U.S. and moved to Charlotte, South Carolina. It's been a while since I've updated y'all. Well, since we've last talked, my wife and I got married on Halloween this past year. You were all talking about guys taking their wives' last names last week. And believe it or not, I know someone who did.
Jesus.
A buddy of mine's brother-in-law took his wife's last name when they married because he thought it was a cooler last name than his.
What?
We have moved from Charlotte, South Carolina. We now live in Guilford, Maine. Guilford, Maine. G-U-I-L-F-O-R-D, Maine. It's basically mid-state. And it's certainly a change, as it's all farmland up here. Guilford, Maine. Stick pin, Guilford, Maine.
Well, you wanted to...
You live on a farm, you ass.
At one point, you wanted to, like, have your own Kennebunkport.
Oh, I am, and I still am. The prices are phenomenal. Big, giant homes. Acres of land going for what you'd get a small place down here.
And bitter cold.
Yeah, so I go up there in the summertime. I got oceanfront property. Get lobster.
Does the post office deliver
no.
to these places?
No, they do not, and you'd like that.
No roads?
No. Trail.
Or do you get there by boat or by
you
helicopter?
You get there by boat or, you know, a four all-terrain vehicle. This is from Phil, who loves Dave.
So it's like you'd take like a fire trail to get there.
Ahoy, guys. My daily commute, I've been a listener of yours for 5 years. Fridays, for me, are the most enjoyable.
I love it.
With the inclusion of the dope, Waterman. Show is great every day, but his presence on Fridays just kicks it up a notch.
Uh-huh.
You guys are awesome. Awesome radio as well. Signed, Phil.
You guys are doing
Thank
good.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, honey.
This is from Kelly. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, my boyfriend loves you guys and actually calls in and texts you every so often. He gets pretty excited when you read his emails on the air. He has been really laying into me so I get to listen to you guys. I have to say, I've been listening to your podcasts after work with him. You guys say it how it is from what I've heard. Keep doing what you're doing. Maybe I'll get through one day of listening to you guys. Thanks for doing what you do. Nice job. I'm a newbie. But I think I love it. Signed, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly.
I think she's fallen for us, Dan.
Yep, it happens. This is from...
They, you know, they start out thinking, I could never be with a show like that.
Never.
But then they give it a chance.
They find out they're in love.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Rob. Ahoy, gentlemen. I haven't written to you guys in a while. Been busy moving into my new house the last couple of months. I consider you guys a kindred spirit listening to y'all. I never have been a political person, but you have on your show made me more aware of politics and the news. Have I been so blind all these years?
We all have.
Listening now on the news, I can now see how biased the news is. All the best, gentlemen. Signed, Rob.
not just you, Rob. It's all of us.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Guess who emailed us? Guy who used to work across the hall. He's had a tough life. Joey C. Hey, guys.
You're talking about a man who played the drums for Dean Martin.
Yeah. He sent a clip of him playing drums to a track. He wants airtime. Hi, guys. Miss home real bad. Hurricanes or no? Here in the Ozarks, it's only rock and mud. I've made lots of mistakes. And work has dried up since 2015. Now in...
He was trying to make it as a professional drummer.
Mm-hmm. Now in Blue Eye, Missouri, more wilderness, more rock and mud. I have a puppy I rescued with me.
Aww.
Now saving money to get home. Think of me and keep me in your prayers. Here's a link to when I remembered how to play the drums. Done with tracks, live music is a thing of the past here. Except for a fake Elvis cousin and Legends. But Legends are the best show in town. But I did not pass the audition.
Aww.
Anyway, it's been way too long. Be safe in the wind. Pray for me. Maybe some airplay once in a while? No. Hope to get home by winter. Just saving money. Cheap drum kit and a rescue puppy. So I travel light. Thanks. Your pal, Joey C.
Why won't you give him airtime?
Because I didn't download the thing. We gave it to him before.
Oh.
He sent the same thing.
Oh, it didn't solve anything, did it?
It sure didn't. Stan's Name That Movie is next. Here on the Stan and Haney program.
Just like my grandpa used to say... Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Tuesday edition of the broadcast. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to update you on traffic for your drive home. And then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. 5 movie clips. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. Today, Real Life Bad Guys. These are movies which portrayed real-life bad guys. I'll even give you a hint for every one of them. I'll tell you the actor.
Is one of the real-life bad guys the guy that Mueller protected all those years?
No. Unfortunately, not. I don't think there's a movie about it yet.
Yeah, there is.
Which one?
I thought that was the one that... who the hell was in that?
Clint Eastwood?
No.
Charles Bronson?
No.
No. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive.
I thought
home.
They did one about
I
that.
I don't know.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, crash. Bass Road and Gladiolus Drive. When I first came to town, I called it Bass Road.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in Bonita, busted ass POS in the road. Burnwood Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie, Hollywood's version of Real Bad Guys. These were real life people, and Hollywood made a movie about them. I'll even tell you the actor, the primary actor in the movie. If you get the film correct, the first person to correctly identify the film, winner's choice. Yeah. Pair of tickets to Adventure Island. Right there in Tampa. Check out their newest ride called Vanish Point. You want to go to the gun show June 9th at the Lee Civic Center? Got tickets to the gun show. Free standard oil change from Naples Nissan. We have one pair of tickets left to the WWE July 30th at Germain Arena. We have golf for two at Cape Royal Golf Club, our deal of the week. HD tuner for your car. Tickets to a miracle game, your choice. Stan bobblehead signed by Haney. Or $25 to the pewter mug in North Naples. Your job, name the movie which portrays real-life bad guys. This is the oldest of our selection. Yeah. Yeah. This role was portrayed by Ned Beatty, but another woman won Best Supporting Actor.
Another woman won Best Supporting Actor?
There is a woman in there.
Who won Best Supporting Actor?
Supporting Actress.
Oh.
Name this movie about a real-life bad guy.
Ah! Where's Blanche? Where's Blanche? They're coming around!
Ah! Damn it! You almost got us killed! What did I do wrong? I thought you'd be happy if I got shot! Yeah, it would have saved us all a lot of trouble.
Son, don't let that woman talk to me like that.
You shouldn't have done that, Blanche. It was a dumb thing to do.
Oh, my please. I didn't marry you to see you get shot at. Please, let's go. Let's leave. Let's get out of here and leave. Tell me, please, make it stop. The guy, let it stop.
I can't. I killed a guy. Now we're in this.
Please!
Just shut up! Just shut up, your big mouth. At least do that much. Will you just shut up?
Put it up, buddy!
Name the movie. 277-9600, and I'll tell you a nice little tidbit about that movie after we get our winner. 277-9600, name the movie, Real Life Bad Guy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Eric out in Lehigh.
Eric out in Lehigh, can you name the movie?
That would be Bonnie and Clyde.
Absolutely, Bonnie and Clyde, you are correct. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, what would you like?
Let's do the golf.
Done. Golf for two. Hold on. Estelle Parsons played Blanche, and she won Best Supporting Actress at the Academy Awards. Doesn't ring a name for you? She plays, or played, on Roseanne, her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also, for those of you that really like comedy, played Barney Hefner's wife in All in the Family.
Mm-hmm. What was that show you mentioned, Roseanne?
Roseanne.
That's canceled, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's been canceled. Not because of ratings.
Well, it was the number three show, I believe, on the network,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Behind football.
Yeah.
And another show.
Yeah. Canceled.
Well, why was it canceled?
She said nasty things.
Were they untrue?
Yeah, I got to watch out. I got an open mic.
That was great.
Movie clip number two. This bad guy was played by Johnny Depp. Name the movie.
You act like a confident man, Mr. Purvis. You got a few qualities. Probably pretty good from a distance, especially when you got the fella outnumbered. But up close, toe to toe, when somebody's about to die right here, right now, I'm used to that. How about you? I'll see you down the road.
No, you will not. The only way that you will leave a jail cell is when we take you out to execute you.
Well, we'll see about that. You gotta get yourself another line of work, Melvin. Hey, I was just kidding. I believe I'm going to let you boys keep me here a while.
Now, we'd like that, Johnny, but don't get too comfortable. They're moving you.
Where to?
Indiana.
Why? I have absolutely nothing I want to do in Indiana.
Oh, by the way, apparently I made a mistake. I said Ned Beatty instead of Warren Beatty for Bonnie and Clyde. I prefer Ned Beatty, by the way.
We all do.
That's why I said it.
We all do. And I stand beside you.
Yep. But then Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Ned Beatty, a better actor.
Yeah, I don't think that's a reason for them to cancel our show.
Right. But this one, name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Elliot.
Elliot, can you name the movie?
Public Enemy.
Well, plural, I'll give it to you. Public Enemies, playing John Dillinger. That was Johnny Depp. What would you like?
I'll take the WWE ticket.
Done. Hold the line. Nice job. This bad guy, and this is a tough one to go by just the actor who's portraying him, because this guy played a lot of real-life bad guys and fictional bad guys. But this bad guy was played by Robert De Niro. Tell me the movie depicting a real-life bad guy. Name the movie.
Man. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Right. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. This team don't field. What is he?
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah.
No one. Sunny day, stands are full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
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 Oh, Jesus Christ.
Name.
We need to save that music.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Name the movie. Name the movie.
Team.
Teamwork. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Brian.
What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, can you name the movie?
That would be The Untouchables.
It is The Untouchables. Al Capone. What would you like?
How about the gun show tickets?
You got them. A couple of tickets to the gun show. Hold on.
Awesome.
You know, Capone was just a community organizer.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
He really gave back.
Mm-hmm. Number four. This real-life bad guy was played by Denzel Washington. Name the movie.
You know what you gotta do.
What you want me to do, snitch, huh? I know you don't want to give up no cops. What you want? You want gangsters? Pick one. Jew gangsters, Mick gangsters, guineas. They've been bleeding Harlem dry since they got off the boat, Richie. I don't give a fuck about no crime figures. You can have them.
I'll take them, too.
You'll take them, too. No, you didn't. You talking about police? You want police? You want your own kind?
They're not my kind. They're in business with you, Frank. They ain't my kind. They ain't my kind like the Italians are not yours. Right?
What can you promise me, Richie?
I can promise you, you lie about one name, you'll never get out of prison. You lie about $1, one offshore account, you'll never get out of prison. Now you can live life rich in jail for the rest of your born days, or be poor outside for some of them. That's what I can promise you.
I want them cops, Richie. That's what I want them cops that took that money out of my pockets.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Oh, boy, who's this?
This is Andrew from Naples.
Andrew, can you name the movie?
Training Day?
No. Training Day. Real life gangster. Training Day. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jimbo.
Jimbo, what is it?
American Gangster.
It is American Gangster. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
Got any more WWE?
WWE is gone.
Get a mug?
Sure. Hold on. One more for you. This is the easiest. This bad guy was played by Ray Liotta. Name the movie.
He plays a good bad guy.
He sure does. And his conversation here with the great Paul Sorvino.
I don't want any more of that.
What are you talking about?
Just stay away from the garbage, you know what I mean.
What, Paulie?
I'm not talking about what you did inside. You did what you had to do. I'm talking about now. From now, here and now.
Paulie, why would I want to get into that?
Don't make a jerk out of me. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. I want to talk to you about Jimmy. You got to watch out for him. He's a good earner, but he's wild. Takes too many chances.
No, I know that. I know Jimmy. You think I would take chances like Jimmy?
And Tommy, he's a good kid, too, but he's crazy. He's a cowboy. He's got too much to prove.
No, I know.
You got to watch out for kids like this.
Yeah, I know what they are. I only use them for certain things. Believe
Listen,
me, you don't have to worry.
I ain't going
to
get f***ed like Gribbs. You understand? Gribbs is 70 years old, and a guy's going to die in prison. I don't need that. So I'm warning everybody. Everybody. Could be my son, could be anybody. Gribbs got 20 years just for saying hello to some f*** who was sneaking behind his back selling junk. I don't need that. Ain't gonna happen to me. You understand?
Uh-huh.
You know that you're only out early because I got you a job.
Yeah.
And I don't need this heat. Understand that?
Uh-huh.
And you see anybody f***ing around with this shit, you're gonna tell me, right?
Yeah.
That means anybody.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Name the movie. he was lying in that scene. He brought Paulie down.
Aww.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Joel from Fort Myers.
First name's Joel?
Yes.
Joel, can you name the movie?
Goodfellas.
It's Goodfellas. You are absolutely right. Ray Liotta right there playing the role along with Paul Sorvino. Love Paul Sorvino. What would you like?
Do you still have Gun Show?
I do have Gun Show. You want to go?
Yes.
Done. Hold on, buddy. Great. There you go. Another edition of Name That Movie. You give me a little outro, like you mean it.
I will, but I think maybe you would think it's not necessary, but I do.
What?
Hi, folks. Haney here. We've had a lot of fun today talking about mobsters and whatnot.
Well, bad guys.
Well, these are fictional characters.
They're
made up in somebody's head, because when it comes down to it... Yeah. I think we all know there's no such thing.
Right.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to bad guys. Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to indifference. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Roger Marley will be in at 6 o'clock. Oh, sure, he comes across as a mild-mannered guy.
Oh, look out.
Yep.
I heard him mumbling
in
the hallway the other day.
Yeah.
Complaining about people stabbing him in the back.
Really? Just blew his top, did he?
Yep.
He'll be in at 6 o'clock.
Hothead,
yep.
Man.
Yep. You wouldn't know it to look at him, or a mild-mannered guy, till he's not.
Never forget when he put a bowling ball through that windshield.
Yep.
What was he doing carrying a bowling ball around anyway?
Nobody knows. But the thing is, there was no regret. There was no guilt about it. We all looked at him. He said, I'll do it again.
Yep. And I remember somebody said, I'm going to call the cops. And he said, good luck catching me. He grabbed a piece of rebar and used it like a pole vault over the fence.
Yep. He wouldn't expect it. He'll be in at 6.
He's very agile.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's see. We'll start in Fort Myers. Busted ass POS in the road. Mile marker 141 at I-75 northbound. Then we got a crash in Lehigh Acres, the 4400 block of Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in Washington, Fred Graham in Washington, Bruce Dunning in Saigon, Peter Collins in Saigon, Bob Schieffer in San Diego, and Richard Wagner in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, May 29th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Stan, when you were growing up, you were exposed to the funeral industry.
Yeah, I was. My uncle was a highly respected funeral director.
Is there a difference between a coffin and a casket, or can it be used interchangeably?
I think it could be used interchangeably, can it?
A coffin is defined as a hexagon with six sides, while a casket is a rectangle with four.
In other words, a pine box.
Mm-hmm. Potter's Field.
Oh, and I'll tell you, my uncle was this, with any funeral director, and you know what? They got you. They've got you because you're in a time of grief. And so, you know, somebody close to you has died, and you got to have a funeral director. They, other side of preparing a body and, you know, for viewing, they also deal with the caskets or coffins.
Upsell.
And it's just like a car dealership or something like that. You know, you could get into the XL model, but wouldn't you prefer the XE model?
Well,
wouldn't you prefer this? It's got the plush velour. And
I understand that. Price is a major consideration, and I can see where you want to go with the economy model, but I find that it's really just how much did you love the person?
Right.
How much are they worth?
Yes.
To you?
Yes. And guilt will get the grieving to go big.
This is your last chance to express that love.
Yep. Well, that's my own uncle did that on my father's side of the family with my grandfather, who I never knew. I didn't know this grandfather. Poor Polish immigrant, never had nothing. His whole life worked at the brass factory. You know what? Sold him on not the wood coffin or the particle board or
the Kingsman
bronze. This thing in today's market would be $20,000 casket. But these things sometimes are as much as a car.
And you suppose the old man would have rather had the 20 grand when he was...
Yeah, no kidding. Yes. And, you know, they keep telling you, oh, airtight, you know, sealed and double vaulted. Because not only do you have to get the casket, but you have to get the vault that goes into that the casket goes into. You know, stop from ground seepage. Well, you know what? I tell everybody, look at the news. Every time they have to exhume a body, it's always been water leakage and contaminated, either crushed in or leaking. Come on.
It's just, it's not pleasant, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it. You know, they start throwing catalogs around.
How many muscles do human beings have?
A lot. I don't know. Hundreds.
Close enough. 629.
All right.
How many muscles do caterpillars have?
They're nothing but skin and mush. Because you step on them, there's a lot of guts, but very few, you know,
caterpillars,
connective tissue.
Caterpillars have 4,000 muscles.
Okay.
Now, they're tiny.
Yeah. Oh, and somebody says, oh, getting cremated, then who cares? They got you there, too. They have something they call the rental. And then they have to have something to cremate the body in. You didn't think you could rent a casket. Oh, you can rent a casket for show.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to buy the sarcophagus, the casket, the container to cremate. Oh, they got you. They got you.
It is big money.
Big money.
I have never been fortunate enough to attend the Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans.
Nor I.
It is a very, very old tradition. And beyond tradition, there are actually specific laws related to the Mardi Gras parade. If you are on a float in the Mardi Gras parade,
yeah,
by law, you must be wearing a mask.
By law?
Yes.
Get one of those clear plastic ones like False Face wore in the Batman series.
You ever been to a restaurant and you just happen to glance over at the kids' menu and go, damn, that sounds good about now.
Yep. The mac and cheese, grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tater tots.
Yep. Well, there is a raging Twitter debate going on. Should foods like your chicken fingers and grilled cheese, mac and cheese be promoted to the adult menu?
I think they should. A couple of restaurants, I don't know which one it was, the grown-up grilled cheese sandwich. I think they throw in an onion.
And they use crazy cheese.
Yeah, and crazy cheese.
Mm-hmm. And the consensus so far, at least, seems to be, yes, please promote them to the adult menu. Or perhaps you could just go to a restaurant that would, as you said, have the adult grilled cheese on the menu already.
Many of your fast food places, you know how it is when you're tight for a buck and you don't have a lot on you. You don't have any kids in the car. That's not preventing you from ordering the kid's meal at the drive-up. You get your burger and your small fry and small drink and toy.
Mm-hmm.
You can still
well,
get
it. That's what Meghan Markle's father did.
What?
The week before the wedding, they got pictures of him at the McDonald's ordering two Happy Meals and eating them.
Yep. It's a bargain. By the way, they're uproar because the British family put out the coat of arms and left his side out.
Because
that's another prestigious thing that when you're married into the family, being that you're part of the royal family, they will do your coat of arms. And it depicts your family. And I guess
because your family is now in.
Yep. And I guess Pa was left off of it. Of the coat of arms. I don't know what that deal is.
it's not for us.
It is not. And they realize that it's not for him either.
Well, I told you. They arrested Tommy Robinson for no apparent reason. Mm. Took him off the street. He was doing a live stream.
Yeah.
Locked him up. Wouldn't say a word about it. Wouldn't say what he was charged with or what was going on. And then demanded that all the news organizations, that they're legally not allowed to even say that he's been taken by the authorities.
Okay, well, that comes from number 10. Scotland Yard.
Number 10?
Downing Street, where the Prime Minister is.
If I was going to associate a number, I'd say 1984.
Yeah, I understand that.
Hmm. What do you suppose it's like right now at your upper echelon management of Starbucks?
Well, they closed down today, didn't they? Well, I guess they for a few hours for sensitive. D-Train had a great idea. He wants to send Dave to Starbucks, and I am a firm believer, and I can just see it right now. He goes in, sits down at one of those chairs, doesn't order anything, and just sits there for at least 2-3 hours of the show. We check in with him. Anybody bother you? Anybody tell you to leave? Do you have to use the bathroom yet? Get up, use the bathroom, and maybe give him a mason jar to just sit on the counter.
Collect his own tips.
And have it like we chip in a couple of dollar bills on a thing, let him sit right there, and for 2 hours on a Friday, get him out of the, get him out, 4 hours. Hang it, D-Train. 4 hours, have him sit there, doing nothing.
Who's going to pay the bail?
Why? He's not doing nothing. He's not breaking a law. And
he's
they're
broadcasting.
All, they're all inclusive.
He's broadcasting.
No, he's answering a phone call. He ain't calling us. We're calling him.
Yeah. Not everybody is impressed with their SJW activism.
Well, you know, have him get up. About time to go, Dave. Use the restroom.
Yeah, so today was the day where they closed down all 8,200-plus Starbucks locations.
What about the ones that are in Target?
It's corporate-wide so that they could do their anti-bias training.
Right. Where they can't say nothing to Dave. He's one of God's children.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they've done, because they want to do the virtue signaling, is they've opened themselves up as homeless shelters.
Precisely. Look, this goes back. I still remember my grandmother's store on Wachill, Rhode Island. And you'd get the beach goers go. She wouldn't let them in if they had sand on their feet coming off the beach. And the thing was, they would come in, you had a baby crying, full diaper. They'd walk into the aqua shop. Hey, do you have a restroom that we can... No. No, I don't. I don't have a restroom for you. And get your sandy feet out of the store.
And we wonder where you got it from.
Well, it's the truth. What do you know about it?
I was just wondering if you thought Dave even has ever had a Starbucks.
Somebody's bought him one. I'll tell you that. Somebody's bought him one.
Boy, that coffee sure smells good.
Oh, he's got to do that, too. And that coffee sure smells
good. You want me to get one for you? No. I don't need it.
No. Does smell good, though, man.
You sure you don't want me to get one for you?
No.
Sure would taste good, though. Yeah. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
Just give me a small, then.
Yeah, man. A couple of smalls.
Black, leave room for cream.
Yeah, then they'll have all the add-ons.
They'll know all the bourbons.
All right. In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, if you order a quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's, you will pay a certain price for the sandwich.
Yep.
If you order the quarter pounder without cheese, it will cost you the same price as the quarter pounder with cheese.
Which is wrong.
Two people in Fort Lauderdale agree with you, Stan. And they believe not only is it unfair and wrong, it may even be illegal.
I think it would be. If you go right now, you want to order just a plain hamburger from McDonald's, it's a different price than the regular hamburger with cheese on it. Right?
I don't know.
Because you're paying extra for the cheese,
well,
right?
Going back to the Starbucks thing, when you bought your Permacup, remember if you refilled it, it was 10 cents cheaper than a cup with,
yep,
their, with theirs. Because you saved the 10 cents on the cup you're not using.
Yeah, you get a cup for like a buck and they'd give you a refill and at a discount price. But and we had this discussion. There used to be two choices on the menu, quarter pounder with cheese, quarter pounder without cheese. What was that? Was there a difference in price back then?
I think it's probably just that everybody wants cheese and it keeps the assembly line moving.
There are people that are lactose intolerant.
Well,
I'm not, but I'm just saying there are.
I know there are. A friend of ours has made an entire business out of that. Tony.
Oh, that's not that. That was the cheap way out. He likes to use that angle. Come on.
No milk in that chowder.
No, you can't. You'd swear to God it had milk. None in there.
So, Stan, you're in good company. You'll be joining Cynthia Kistner and Leonard Werner.
Okay.
They filed a class action lawsuit against McDonald's this month, and they're claiming McDonald's is cheating everyone by not knocking anything off the price if you order a quarter pounder without cheese.
They would add to the price if you ordered cheese. So it should be less. I don't know why they just took the regular quarter pounder off. Wasn't one in a yellow wrapper and the other one was in a white wrapper?
In the 70s, sure.
Not in the 70s, recently.
Well, Cynthia and Leonard firmly believe they are in the right.
They are.
The question is, what would they like for their distress?
What would they like?
At least $5 million.
$5
million? It's a lot of cheese.
Jeez. Yeah, got to make an example of them. $5 million. Look, I'll take a couple $100. See? Look. White. Yellow.
Yeah, it's from the 70s.
It isn't from the 70s.
It's got the old logo on it. I'm with Haney.
Oh, come on. It does have the old logo on it. But I remember it that way. It wasn't that long ago.
Say, did you say you went to the dentist today?
I did.
Odd. I got a story about that today.
Yeah.
A new study has determined that dentists can smell fear.
Oh, this mine can.
And even worse, they might screw your mouth up because of it.
Oh, that's not true.
Researchers had a bunch of dental students work on mannequins.
Oh, gee, what's dental students?
And they were either in a normal T-shirt or a shirt someone wore during a stressful exam. So they're not told anything about this.
Yeah.
And so these T-shirts have been worn.
Okay.
Some of them worn by normal people, yeah. Some of them by people that are stressed out. And when they worked on a mannequin that was in one of these stress shirts, they made significantly more mistakes that could have damaged a real person's teeth. The researchers believe the stress sweat subconsciously caused the students to become more nervous. Other studies have shown that body odor changes when you're in a stressful situation, but this is the first to show that dentists can specifically smell your fear.
Well, these are dental students. I know people that go to get their hair cut from a hair salon school. It's a real discounted haircut. Mm-hmm. But take what you can get because you got rookies in there that could make a mistake.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. I've been thinking about changing my look.
What do you want to do?
I've been thinking about, I really admire the fashion sense of Al Davis's son, Mark, and his haircut. Have you seen that?
I have not seen his haircut.
Can you pull up a picture of Al Davis's son, Mark Davis? He owns the Oakland Raiders. He's got a really distinctive haircut and a great sense of... I'm thinking about going that way.
And you want
this.
I think
he can pull this off.
Let me see.
Because he is a renegade.
Let me see this.
It takes balls, but you can pull it off.
It is... Zoom in on the... Can you zoom that in?
He's let it get a little shaggy, but...
What the hell?
That's the direction I'm thinking.
He kind of, it looks a little bit like you in the face. A little bit. they call that the Ringo.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. They call that the Brian Jones.
Your first instinct is to laugh, and then your second instinct is to...
Yeah.
This guy's got balls.
Well, it's wash and go. Look at this.
His wife puts a bowl on his head.
That's what it is. It's a bowl cut.
Exactly.
Yep. That's how he got rich. Save
money on haircuts.
Well, how he got rich was that he was born.
And does he not have eyebrows? Does that go too?
He's a ginger. They blend.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he may have removed them.
Yeah. But he's a ginger, so watch out. Ah, oh, jeez.
Makes his forehead huge.
It is. It's a bowl cut.
That's the direction I'm thinking about.
Yep, yeah.
Good he makes move. A page boy look sophisticated.
good move, Haney.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Appreciate the support.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Jeez.
Police in St. Augustine received an anonymous tip on Saturday regarding a man and a woman... You're looking at funny pictures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of Mark Davis.
And Uncle Fester from the Addams Family movie with a wig on.
You know,
they look the same.
This really isn't fair to the audience. You're going to have to put it on the website and the Facebook so people will know what we're talking about.
Because if you haven't seen them.
Because I really just wanted to get Stan good, and I think I did. Because you weren't expecting that.
We can do that. We can work on it.
But you have to admit, that's not what you were expecting.
No. No.
Police in St. Augustine received an anonymous tip on Saturday regarding a man and a woman doing drugs in their car in the middle of a parking lot. When they arrived on the scene, they searched the car. They found drug paraphernalia. And a curious substance that tested positive for crystal meth. They did not release the man's name, but the female suspect that was arrested at the scene, her name is Crystal Methvin. Crystal Methvin, arrested for crystal meth.
Oh, God.
Found her first arrest.
I couldn't imagine with a name like that.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, May 29th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, looking at a picture of her right now. Well.
You know, you got to wonder. Was she always doing the crystal meth, or did she just finally hear so much about it that mm-hmm. you can't beat him, join him?
Yeah, may as well try it then.
Yeah.
What about her mother and father? Were they users?
Oh, no.
And thought that would be a good thing?
Blissfully ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
They just smoked menthol cigarettes.
Yep, oh yeah. And they told you it would crystallize in their lungs. Crystal.
What?
Yep.
Crystallize in their lungs? Nobody's thinking that.
That's the truth. Didn't you remember that? Don't ever smoke a menthol cigarette. Those menthol things that crystallize in your lungs.
I never ever heard that.
Are you serious? We'll be back.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Your valuable time. I appreciate it.
Another Monday in the books.
No, Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
I figured if I can catch you sleeping.
No, not me. Not me, because tomorrow, are you smarter than Haney? Roger Marley coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
What are we?
Both of these are in Bonita Springs. We have a crash, 26,000 block. Oh, this is a nice street, Red Blossom Court.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Yep, don't know where it is, but if you live there, you've got problems. Also, in,
better than Gin Blossom Court.
Yep. Also, Bonita, crash, Burnwood Parkway and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
One older guy wanted to take a picture. God bless him. He had a walker. First off, is there going to come a time in my life where I see a walker without the tennis balls on the bottom? Honestly, all the technology we have nowadays, could we please slow down production on the next iPhone and just dedicate a couple guys from Apple to work on the tennis ball, on the walker problem we have running rampant in this country? It's going to take them, what, 7 minutes? They'll bang out a solution? This guy had an active walker, too. He had a handbrake on the walker. How fast are you walking? I thought walking was the problem. That's why you got a walker. You got a walker. Now you have a handbrake on the walker in case things get out of control. Because you never know when you're walking along a highway, someone sneaks up behind you, bumps the horn, you get all crazy legs and river dance off into the woods.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is. What?
Grads and dads.
Jesus.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs you're at a bad graduation.
Top signs you're at a bad graduation.
I have a request, D-Train, and it's for no rhyme nor reason, but do you happen to have Bok Choy saying, "I don't want to buy a car, Ray"?
That's a good one, too. That is a good one.
I don't need a car, Ray.
God, I miss him. Come home, Bok Choy.
Come on, we're waiting for you.
Top signs.
I don't need a car, Ray.
All right.
Top signs. You're at a bad graduation.
Top signs you had a bad graduation.
Nobody graduates.
Damn it! Yeah.
It's a dull crowd. Nobody responds to your drunken attempts to start the wave.
I don't know. I'm too drunk.
The speaker tells the graduates that with hard work, they will go on to prosperous careers, but that the women shouldn't get too excited because they'll still be making 30% less than the men.
How dare he?
Hey, lady.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Oh, she has just, what a piece of work that one is.
No, I'm not responding to him.
I would like to see her Baker acted.
Yeah, she needs to be.
And
well,
and see if they'd let her out.
Oh, she can put up an act. She can be calm and rational.
Get that straight.
But then you get that. At any moment.
And I have to admit, she's gotten into my head.
Yeah, of course she has.
Because, you know, I'm doing my reading, and I'll see a link to Maxine Waters at it again.
Yeah.
I always got a click.
Of course you do.
And she's insane.
Yeah, it's like a car wreck. You just have to look. It's horrible.
I'm out to impeach this president.
Oh, all right. I know that, lady.
First of all, let me thank Hillary Clinton.
Who was out in public again.
With the brace.
Yep. Top signs here at a bad graduation ceremony.
Yes.
Guest speaker keeps trying to bring back Waza!
Waza! Waza! Waza!
Is this your first day?
No, it isn't. Does it sound like it? Didn't think so.
The speaker gives students the false impression that they won't spend the rest of their lives in their parents' basement crippled with student loan debt.
I'm here to stay, brother.
Waza!
Waza!
Ah!
Ah!
Well, huh.
I knew that would get you.
Yeah, always does.
Because you're the guy that wants to bring it back.
Yeah, remember? When that thing was going, Haney and I just couldn't stop it.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah, those are good old days.
Yeah, call each other up at odd hours.
Waza!
Ah!
The speaker begins his speech with, "But first, I want to talk about the day I was relentlessly probed by extraterrestrials."
I'm a male. Yeah. But first, I want to thank Hillary Clinton.
I'm out to impeach this congresswoman.
Get that straight.
Female graduates get a congratulatory ass pinch from Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Instead of a valedictorian, they honor the kid who slept with the most teachers.
I know nothing. Nothing.
And finally, the very top sign, you're at a bad graduation.
Yes.
Acting Dean Stan Noelonic isn't above sticking his foot out and tripping kids he doesn't care for.
Isn't that great?
And that, my friend, is 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.